giving somebody something for free versus someone that has to pay a price for something. And it's amazing when someone says, I have a problem, I need help, the prospect of them getting well is much greater than someone that you have to go try to pull out. You guys, I mean, I think we've learned that by now. And so our environment is our environment from a pastoral standpoint. If you need help, you ask. You just say, I need help, and whatever. And we've got resources all over for that. And so, as far as the One Church, Three Campus. So right now, when we first took over this role, there were two words that came to heart. It was clarity and communication. We were having funny dynamics like this. Like, for example, this may sound funny to you, but these are just real dynamics that we had to kind of try to fix. And it was this. In a church service, Sunday morning service, we'd have communion. You know, the first Sunday of the month, we have communion, and we have it all over the room, and it's open communion. And so we would say, and part of our process of communion, we have our staff and leadership come up to the front, and people can get their elements, the bread and the juice, and they come and have someone pray with them for whatever they wanted, really. And so we would say, you know, we're going to take communion now, and we transition, and then we say, we need our staff and our leadership to come up to the front. And it's funny, to be honest with you, but it's amazing how many of our staff wouldn't move. They would still be in their seats. And we would say, okay, we need our staff and our leadership. And I'd be looking around and saying, I'm talking to you. We've got 400 of them in there, so we've got plenty. And the common response was, does that mean me? So what did that say? Okay, something's not clear here. Now, it may sound like it should be so simple and common sense, but because of the dynamics and because of fast growth, like, who are you really talking to? Are you talking to just the pastoral staff or anybody? And so when we first took over, felt like the Lord told us, bring clarity and bring communication. Bring clarity, bring communication. And so we've been kind of combing through the local church organization part of it and bringing clarity, just explaining to our team, hey, this is what this means. You know, for example, we got on our seats, we got reserved for staff up front, you know, and staff were like, can I sit there? You know, there was a lot of that going on, and most people would err on the side of not making a mistake, so they wouldn't sit there. And the result of that were our staff were not feeling empowered. They were not feeling, maybe that's not the right word, they were feeling unsure about what their place was in a weekend service or a meeting and so on and so forth. Is that making sense? And so it's been an interesting thing. It's absolutely not the intention of anybody for that to happen. But it's kind of like with the growth, the explosion, it's like, oh my gosh, we should...